Blog Talk Radio.
Well, anyway, God, listen. Well, I think, what is it? I think a lot of women, and this is really for the young ones, she knows her clock is ticking. And a lot of young ones out there, I think, Greg, use their bodies at a young age to live a lifestyle. You know, I mean, they leave with their pussy. Right. So if you think about it, when she realizes the weight that she carries with that pussy of hers when she's young, okay, she knows she's got the tight body, the tight breasts and all that. She's got her body intact, right? She makes it, she's at a fork in the road. Either she'll go to the left and use her body to find a husband and settle down and go from that point. But the majority of them, because of the Kim Kardashian type lifestyle of the, right, the mentality says, well, you know what? I have time. You know what? I have time. So what happens is 19 jumps to 21, 21 jumps to 24, and she doesn't even realize it because she's basking in the glow of her body. Women love the you're beautiful, you're sexy, you're gorgeous. You know, fans only. It's called like fans only. Something like that. Right. Yes. The real ones. But see, that's why I always say they need to find assholes. It's the asshole. I don't think they understand it. Well, right. You just no. That's real talk. She is just another a chick to an asshole. But what happens is, and what I was saying, Squid, is as she gets older and gets longer in the tooth, she starts to. It doesn't really. Well, yeah. Well, see this shit, guys. This is why. Look. So what I'm saying is that they start to notice. Maybe their friends around them, you know, that are having baby showers or they're getting married and all that. And even though they notice it, Greg, they don't really pay attention to it because they're basking in the sun and the limelight that comes with having that body. I mean, you know, that's why they have these OnlyFans. Yes. Oh, they'll never do that. They'll never do that. Never, right. Now, what is a what now? Let's discuss what now. What is a what now woman? Right, but the what now woman, and this is some of the problems that the blowback we're getting, is that they don't understand that their behaviors with other men. Now, again, hey Greg, we're not here to tell women not to have male friends and hang out with men and talk and have all your, you know, put all your business on the street. But I would assume a what now woman keeps everything close to the vest. She doesn't put herself out there. Matter of fact, she really doesn't do too much social media because she knows there are guys out there trying to fuck anyway. She might go on social media here and there or to pay bills online and things like that or to talk to a family member or things like that. But she really doesn't get involved in the hoopla of the Instagrams and the Facebooks and all that stuff. Why? Because she's too focused on her man. Now, guys, side chick wise, you know, on the other show, this is a good side. That'd be good side chick, girl. But what's your take on that, man? Yeah, the same. Going after the same one, yeah, the recycled woman. Yeah, absolutely. I see. She picked bad dudes to learn how to sucker good dudes. She's been through enough bad dudes to know the game that they ran to keep her around. And I think she took that because if you look at Russell Wilson, he's a good guy. He's like a Will Smith. They're good guys. They're just, you know, they're not trying to be hard. They're not trying to be – they're just a good guy. And when a woman runs into a good guy that has something, they know how to – you can't. Well, if you think about it and look at it right now – okay, let's do Sierra for him. Okay, Sierra got smart. She got smart. I don't think it's lucky. See, Russell thought he upgraded when he got with her. Because remember, he was married before to a regular woman. She wasn't in Hollywood. He was married to her. Yeah, they got married. He was married to her. So. Yeah, they were married. It wasn't just dating; he was married to her. So what happened was, look what she's doing. See, if you look at her past, she's not looking like she was now. She's trying to be all, you know, I'm good and you know, I'm so sophisticated type bullshit to a point where she's got that motherfucker making. Right, she's trying to be a fine hoe, but the problem is that. She, like a lot of other people, will dupe someone like a Russell Wilson. See, don't get it wrong. See, here's the thing. That woman that we saw on that video, and a lot of women, can find a man to marry. But this is the point I'm saying, Greg. They don't want the average man. They want they want to make the asshole. They want to take the average man. They want to turn it into well, right. They want what they really it, and that's the problem. It's not like a woman can't find a guy. That's believe me. She can go out and find someone to get married. She chooses not to be with the weak guy. She wants a man because of the stability, the assertiveness that a man brings. She wants that, Greg, but here's her problem. Her problem is she wants it on her terms. That's where the problem comes. Exactly. Walk away, guys. Remember, walk away. You can walk away. And that's the point. Greg, that's the point I'm trying. That. But that's the point. Right, that's the point I'm trying to make, though, because a lot of women, I think that's the frustration. Because, think about this. Okay, she wants to breed with a real motherfucking man, okay? That's number one. She wants a real man. Like she said, well, she wants, and I know. Right, but she, April, May, and June. No, I know that, but this is the problem. The problem is what she wants is somebody that already knows. It's like, you remember They Live with Roddy Piper when he put on the glasses and he could see people for what they are? Right, so here's the woman's problem. She is looking for a blind man, can't find one, right, that can't see her for what she really is. She wants all the benefits that come with a man, but because of what she is and what she's doing right now, a man is not going to marry or be with someone like that because she. Right, but where her problem lies, and ladies out there, this is where your problem lies, is that you then settle, all right? And a lot of women do that, Greg. A lot of women, okay, if I can't get a man, I'm going to try to Frankenstein a man. I'm going to try to take this beta or this grass-eating lion, and I'm going to make it. Because if you look at Sierra, look at you remember Russell Wilson was just a regular old guy. Remember, now he's got the perm and shit. Now he's trying to style and all that shit. I mean, whatever. It looks like perm, whatever that shit is, but I'm just saying. Right, but and I always say this to women, and they hate when they say this, and you know you say it as well. You can find a man or a guy to marry, but you'll never find a motherfucker like me. And that's your problem. You wish, and you remember a friend we had that said, you know what, why can't I have you and a younger man? You remember that? Why can't I take your personality, you remember she said, I think, why can't I take your personality and put it in a younger guy? Put it in somebody else. Okay. Well, no, you're right, but are they willing, ladies? The women are not willing to make that change of saying, okay, you know what? I want to be with this man, right? I want to be with a real man. Right, but that's the problem. They can't make the change because of the condition that they can't. That's right. They're not. Right. Well, wait. I want to say society. What I'm saying is, fuck society. Men don't hold women to account. See, you're okay. What I'm saying is, you got a point. Yes, society doesn't hold them accountable. But here's the problem: you skipped over the guy. A lot of these men out here don't hold them accountable. What y'all guys want to know, you males are the ones that create the problems that men face and deal with. The males create the problem because the male will never check her behavior. The male cannot walk away. The male cannot say no. The male will put up with her bullshit, put up with her disrespect. The male will allow her to dictate the length of the relationship or what they do. So they're coming into this, thing thinking that they running shit until they meet a real man, and then they realize they ain't running anything at all. So it's not, I don't think it's society. Okay, but let's look at, okay, the woman that made that comment in the video. I want to go to what kind of something she said at the end that was pretty amazing. This is the shocking thing. Her thing is, I don't want to spend 3 months trying to get with a guy knowing it's not going to go anywhere. You know, I want to talk about marriage. See, the problem with these women at this point, they're like, I want to talk about marriage when I first meet the guy. Like, what do you want to do? What is your goals? What are your life? Like, you know, they do all that stuff. Instead, see, what we're trying to tell you to do is not to do that. What we're trying to tell you on this show to do is to learn men where you don't have to do it. You just modify your behaviors. Don't do it. Don't do it. This I always tell the guys, don't do it to get a man. Do it because you know that a man is going to find worth and value in you when you what? You start taking a moment and look at our calendar and, you know, massage, you know, the massages. Learn how to massage a man. Learn, take moments and watch TV and learn how to please. If you learn how to please him, and I'm not talking about pleasing him in the bedroom, because listen to me, ladies, after 3 or 4 times after he gets done fucking you, he's going to be like, okay, well, all right, now I got to, what's next? Now what? Right. What's next? So what I'm saying to the lady is, to the ladies out there that want to learn this shit, is that you have really got to do the one thing that society is telling you not to do, and that is serve your man unlike any other woman, so he can see you as the woman. Because a lot, remember, we're running the cat word sheet. That's the truth. You're going after our name, you're going after our ring, and we don't have to do much of anything. We don't have to do shit as men, because we know what we bring to the table. But the question is, your pussy is not enough for me to say I want to marry you and on a first date. So what she needed to do, Greg, if I was her, I would go in there. I would say, okay, if I'm in Florida, other example, if I'm in Florida, I'm learning about the Dolphins. I'm learning about the motherfucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm learning about Tom Brady. I'm learning about all this stuff. So when I sit down and talk, when she sits down and talks to that man, it's not what do you do for a living and all this other stuff. You can be like, oh my God, can you see how many interceptions Tom Brady threw last week? The guy's going to say, wait, what? What did you say? Oh, yeah, when I was watching the football game, I couldn't believe that Tom Brady, and he had a chance, but he missed his read. If the cornerback rolled that way and the wide receiver cut that way, the guy automatically lays, I'm telling you, right then and there, he's saying, I got to call Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, because out of all the women that I'm running into on these dating apps, holy shit, she knows her fucking football. And that is just a start of going down the right pathway. What say you, Greg? Listen, ladies, I know a lot of women are saying right now, but wait a second. You mean to tell me I got to do all this work? Listen, you have to put in work to get it. Ladies, you got to understand it. I don't care how y'all feel about us, but we are bona fide men. And I'm telling you, as a man, you got to put work in. I don't have to work for you, because unfortunately, I will say it a nicer way than Greg said it. But what Greg said was, is that I can find another version of you, the perfect shape, size, model, and color, in a younger format that has just got out of high school and became legal. I can find that in a 20-year-old. I can find that in a 21-year-old. I can find that in a 22-year-old. I can find that in any kind of woman up and down the scale. So finding you or your body shape is nothing to me, but when you begin to process that, wait a second, okay, when am I getting out of this? Well, shit, I'm getting a ring and his last name. I'm getting a bona fide man. Because if you want a stability, yes. If you want a bona fide man, okay. Now, and Miss Jackson, 2009, you're in Tampa, Florida. How are you? Born?
You, I am for real.
Yeah. Ms. Jackson, what we're saying to you, Ms. Jackson, is this. I'm saying when you're in the gym, now, and we're always going to beat this down. What I'm saying to you, Ms. Jackson, when you're in the gym, when you're working out, I know you hate guys looking and staring and all that other stuff, but smiling, a smile goes a long way. I know because of the COVID, you know, y'all the bars and clubs all that. I'm telling, hey, Ms. Jackson, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, Ms. Jackson, if you could buy a guy a drink, it will change the whole game. I know that sounds crazy. Ms. Jackson, I don't. Pips and things. And you go to sports bars and things like that, Ms. Jackson? Wait for you to answer, but we'll get talking until you answer. But Greg, what I'm saying is that the traditional stuff that you've been hearing for the last 20, 30 years has all put you in the situation you're in right now because you believe that the shit you see on TV is reality. You believe the Kardashians are reality. You believe that this social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, ladies. We know that you want the end game, or you really want a man. But we also know. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let's see what she's saying. She says, "Not really." Let's see here. Not really. Maybe they can send you every now and then. I'll work and come home. All right. Ms. Jackson. Okay. Well, I want you to answer me something. Do you know about the release of the new PlayStation? Do you know about what happened today? There's something that happened today. Walmart kind of sped the game up. Walmart released the PlayStation 5 too early, and Amazon did. So what happened was everybody rushed to buy the PlayStation 5, and now it is sold out. So, and for my guys that want to make money, this was your opportunity to buy a bunch of PlayStation 5s and mark the price up to $1,000 and get your money back. But that's here nor there. But what I'm saying to you, Ms. Jackson, these are things that to you might be, well, it's stupid. I don't want to know that. But let me tell you something. There are grown, mature gamers out there that love gamer women, gamer type wives, the ones that, you know what, will stand in line at midnight and get a game for a man and buy them. I mean, it's things like that, you know, a lot of women would say, well, you know, that's immature and, you know, he needs to grow up. He doesn't need to do anything, Greg. He doesn't need to do anything. What you need to do is stop judging him for what he does and try to maneuver and fix yourself to be someone. They don't understand the benefits, and for all the ladies out there that hate the video game, y'all don't understand. Right. He's going to be at the house every day online, and you have access to him. You know what he's doing. You know where he's going. So most women say it's immature, but you have to learn to appreciate what you have and don't judge what he does. Because y'all tying immaturity to what you see as immaturity, and
right.
And then by you looking at what you see as immaturity, you want to automatically judge a guy based off his love. There are guys out there, there are good men out there that love sci-fi or they love collecting things. You know, hell, I got the bat from The Walking Dead. I love Negan. You know, Negan's an asshole. You know, I love assholes. I'm a big ass kid, right? And you know what? When you're a big-ass kid and women appreciate you, they send you shit because they like to see you smile. But the question is, what are you doing to make a man smile? Greg, what say you, brother? Yes. Right, and that's where the woman goes wrong because she's already asking the wedding. I want to know. She went, okay, I fucked off my life from the legally, let's just say 19, when she got in college, whatever. I fucked my life off, fucking, partying, having a great time, and all this other stuff, right? Now I'm ready to settle down. So I want the guy to settle down on my terms. I don't want to have to, what did she was saying? I don't want to have to sit here and waste 3 months of my time now because the clock is ticking, right? But right. Well, right. But see, Garrick, the clock has always been ticking, and they don't understand that. The clock has always been ticking. They just choose not to listen to the right. What? Well, it's to draw in to a lie that she's trying to create in her mind to say that, okay, well, you know what? We got to play by my rules. I listen, we're going to sit down and you're going to tell me, are you ready for marriage? And understand, we just met right now. Men are not going to play by your rules. Now, don't get me wrong, but see, here's the thing that's crazy. Right, but the well, of course. Oh yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. See, but see, what the ladies don't really understand is, you know, right now you can find any sucker to marry, but you, Greg, and I, Kingsling, excuse me, English. We all know the secret. It's our little wink, wink secret. We know you'll never be satisfied until you get a real man. And what we're trying to show you is, if you want a man like us, because I know y'all saying, well, why we want you? Believe me, you want guys like us in your life, in your bed. Right. Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean to women because it's gonna come off mean because we're an acquired taste, right? But right, it's how I am, right? Okay, I'm not gonna apologize for who I am, but what women are listening to are you're listening to an acquired taste of what you really want. You want a real man, but you never had the opportunity to hear what you have to do to get a real man. Well, excuse me, not get a real man, get his attention and his time. See, it's not the pussy. Because you got to understand something. A real man gets pussy, can get pussy, and will always be able to get women whenever he wants. So that kind of marks out, because a lot of you women that come in with the pussy, you just already marked that off. So shit, I forgot. I was just rolling off the top of my head. It's not special. But see, right, and that's where the clothes, see, what a lot of you women understand, that's where the clothes outside the bedroom is important, and that's why we're telling you to learn things about men. The only way you're going to separate yourself from the pack of all the women out there is by going against the grain of all the bullshit you learn. Learn football, learn video games, learn sports, learn baseball, basketball. Learn, yeah, oh, learn, hey, learn silence and learn respect. Learn, you, when we were all young, we learned when adults are talking, we don't be seen but not heard. And there's a lot of you women out there that want to take this position that you want to get and meddle in affairs of kings. You can't do that. When men are talking, okay, wherever it's at, if a man's on the phone talking to his boy, if he's talking about pussy, if he's talking about man things, you have no right to meddle, give your opinion, get mad or get angry by what you hear, because men are talking. And you come in there with this, well, I don't like the way you're talking, and I don't like your friends. Whoa, you're meddling in the affairs of kings. You cannot tell a man who he can see, where he can go, who he can hang out with, when he could come home and all. You, ladies, I'm telling you, yes, absolutely. They're not meant for you. But what y'all have to understand is it's what we're telling you is a very difficult road, because what you've been doing all your life, like I tell my male clients, is you've been going with the current. And you've been going easily with the current and everything's fine. Now it's the current starting to give you some bumps along the way. And we're saying, in order for you to get what you want, that ring and his last name, I'm talking about a man. I'm not talking about these soft-ass motherfuckers we all know that you don't want. We know you want a bona fide man. That's we know that. We know you will do anything to get the a man. We know that. So in order to do that, you have to come and go against the current and start doing all the things that you have been told and been trained to do. Do the opposite. It's time to do the opposite. And I know they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that at all. Greg, they don't want to hear that. Yeah, that's real. That's real talk. All right, well, check this out, guys. Like I said, we were going to do just an hour show. The show's going to be over. We're going to wrap this up. But, ladies, we're going to continue this. Just the beginning. Right now we're sparring. We haven't even got you prepared to get in the ring yet to even get yourself right. So what's up, all the fellas? Yeah, Ron and my dog Freelance. But we're gonna take our time with you. And again, if you want to be successful, you got to listen to successful men. It takes a thief to catch a thief, ladies. And believe me, you're dealing with motherfuckers that's in the game that are saying that, look, your body's sexy, you might got a nice ass and titties and all that, but that's just not enough. It will never be enough for never be enough. So please understand that. We're trying to make you more than just ass and titties. We're trying to give you put yourself to the test. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up. And all my dogs out there, we're going to bump the show up early at 9 o'clock East, guys. I mean, 10 o'clock East, 10 East. 10 o'clock East, we're going to go ahead and do an after-party show with me. We're going to nail that to the coffin and discuss why y'all motherfuckers, you know, not staying in the same lane when it comes to women. Y'all just like cupcaking and shit. But anyway, but ladies, we're going to wrap this up. Chat room, guys, we appreciate that. Appreciate all you guys. Thank you, the ladies that's in the chat room, we didn't get a chance to read an email. I'll make sure we'll do that next Tuesday. We start reading some of your emails and answer some of your questions and stuff like that. But ladies, listen to us. We are not the enemy. We're just men. That's it. We are not the – that'll be a good shirt. We're not the enemy. We're just men. That's it. We're just men. And once you can accept that, you're going to be able to change the pattern in the behavior. And men are going to start to see more value and worth in you versus the lie that you keep telling yourself. So with that being said, we will see you ladies next Tuesday, guys, my chat room dogs. We will see you in an hour for the after hour show. It was Thursday. I'm sorry, Thursday. Shit. My Tuesday. Really? Yeah, Thursday. Okay, man, I lose track of time, man. I don't get it, count. Okay. So Thursday, we'll see you all next Thursday. Thank you for the show. We out this mug. Peace. And all right, Greg, we're off. Okay. Yeah, good show, huh? Well, yeah, we should have said that, but yeah, no, we. I look at you. Yeah. Yeah, I say, hey, but they listening. See that? I told they start listening. Hey, she in your area too. I mean, I can pull up Miss Jackson. Yeah, you hear the clap, 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 clap. The clapping noise.